Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is 98.5 KRZ. Lissa here. Happy Friday. Thank you for starting your day with me as always. So, dear listener, my friend, my love, my buddy, they're giving me a new co-host. And I am nervous. It's like when you just meet somebody for the first time and you know that they're supposed to be in your life for a long time, and it's very nerve-wracking because there's a lot of pressure. It's sort of like Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music when she's like, getting to know you, getting to know all about you. There's some pressure there, right? So the dude's name is Robert. He grew up in Clark Summit. He's been doing radio in South Dakota for a few years. So he and his wife and their kid are moving back here for this job. And I'm very honored that he's coming back for this job. He guested with me about a month ago. He was on the air with me for one of my shows just as a guest. And I really liked him. I thought he was good. I thought he was smart. I thought he was funny. So September 8th is his first day officially. So my question's for you. When you started a new job, what was something that somebody did that made you feel really welcome? Because I want him to feel immediately like he's family here. And also my second question, when somebody gives you a lot of instruction straight away from day one, do you find that helpful? Or do you think that person is bossy? Because I like information and I like to give people instruction that I think will help them. But I don't want to come off as bossy or pushy to the new guy. I want to treat him like a little baby bird, a little itty bitty baby bird, and make him feel accepted. It's interesting. When you start this job, you really are starry-eyed and it's going to be magical and I'm going to get to meet famous people and I'm going to get to do appearances and all of that is true. But there's a lot of other stuff that goes with it and that will come later. My basic bottom line is I want him to have fun here and I want him to feel like he belongs, but I also want to keep the show as it is. And that's why your input is so important. I wake up with you every day. You wake up with me. I know you. You know me. As a listener, I feel like we have a thing. We gel, and I don't want the show to change that much, but obviously with another person coming in, it's going to change. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not explaining it well. But there's a reason when I go to the grocery store every day, I get like 10 people stopping me and talking about what I was talking about on the show earlier this morning and giving their input and telling me things about their lives and stuff. I like that people are instantly comfortable with me. I want to keep that vibe. So any input you have for the new person or any questions you have, feel free to fire them off. 1-800-222-0985. You can call me. You can text me. And how can I help him without helping him too much? Because I tend to be very protective of new hires here at the station. Interns fall under that umbrella as well. I tend to be very Mother Goose. And I know it can be much, but it's because I think I'm overcorrecting. When I first started in radio back in Michigan 20 years ago now, nobody helped me. Nobody explained things to me. They were just like, well, you're a musician. You've worked in studios. You know audio editing. Here you go. Good luck. Bye. And they just like left the room. And although that did force me to learn things, a lot of things very quickly in a hard way, that was not great. And the feeling wasn't great. And there were some people that actually torpedoed the new talent. they didn't want you to succeed. And I always thought that was really sad. I'm like, if you're in radio for decades and you're not helping a new person because you feel threatened by a new person, then you're not good at your job. Hello. Fact. And that goes for any industry. So I want to help this person and make him feel welcome. And texters, you are so sweet. They said, just be yourself. He will know that you're trying to help him. Even if you give him too much information, just tell him that you're coming from a place of love because you help everybody. And I do think that's a good approach. I am going to tell him that. I'll probably tell him, look, I'm going to tell you way too many instructions. I'm going to want to protect you. But if I'm telling you too many things, just be like, back off, you dizzy broad. Just back off. You can say that to me. I'm not tender. I'm not a delicate daffodil. You can say anything to me. And this texter said, I think having coffee and snacks on the first date would be very welcoming. You should try that. And maybe you don't even need to say things, but just have little cue cards around the studio to show him how to use certain things. That's a cute idea. Cue cards. How adorable are you? I love it. I might do that. But immediately also my mind goes to jokey cue cards. Like some are real, some are jokes, and he has to decide which ones are jokes. See, this is why you can't leave me to my own devices.
98.5 KRZ.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.